So it's a machokes rishonim whether sfiras omer is doraisa or derabanan. The Rambam versus Tosis and others many assume that sfiras omer is manazez derabanan. There's an interesting shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham who makes a distinction between counting days and counting weeks. That counting days is biblical, counting weeks is rabbinical. And interesting, the svarim seem to be choshesh v'shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham. What do I mean? As follows. I don't mean nusik svarim, I mean the real svarim. That we count whatever day it is, hayom yom, whatever, let's say it's the 10th day. Hayom yom, hayom shiva yomim, shem shavu echa shosha yomim la'omer. That we count days and weeks, and then we say la'omer or ba'omer at the end. The Svarim count, today is the 10th day la'omer, and then they'll count the weeks. So why do Svarim break up the days and weeks with la'omer? L'maisa we paskin, even if you don't say la'omer, period, yote. But what's it based on? So Rav Siv Pesach Frank explains, because the concern with Shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says the counting days today is Daraisa, counting weeks is Drabbanan. So they want to show a chiluk, they want to show a distinction between counting days and counting weeks. That could be the reason for the Shita and the Gemara of Sachem Samach Vav, who holds that if you hold like many Rishonim that it's Drabbanan, it's a machokas on the Zechu Amikdash, whether I count days or I count weeks. If I count days and weeks, or just days. If I count days and weeks, I go with Tiki, called Tikkun Derabanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. We institute rabbinical mitzvahs based on biblical, but if you assume you're only counting days, so perhaps the reason you want to make it clear you're only doing a mitzvah Derabanan. Either way, so they want to break up the mitzvah Daraisa and the mitzvah Derabanan, so they say La'omer. Where else do we find precedent for this? So we find it in the Birkas HaMazon. The Birkas HaMazon, we have the four brachas, Azanas HaKol, Noldo Lecha, so we have Moshe for the man, Yoshua on Eretz Yisrael, David and Shlomo on Yerushalayim, the two aspects of Yerushalayim, the capital city, as well as the Makom HaMikdash. And then we have a fourth bracha, Derabanan on Haruge Beitar. So it's very interesting or strange that we end the bracha, Bona Baracha Vishwayim Amen. Usually we make a bracha and someone else answers Amen. Gado Ono Amen. Why are we answering Amen to our own bracha? So the Rishonim point out, because we want to show Ad Kan Mitzvah Daraisa, and now we begin the Mitzvah Derabanan. So therefore, we say we make Amen. So therefore, so too, the Svarim want to make a demarcation between a biblical mitzvah and rabbinical mitzvah, and therefore they say La'omer in the middle. So that's how Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank explains, that's why the Svardim break up La'omer in the middle. As I said, L'maisa, we paskin, it's good anyway, even if you don't say La'omer at all. Another difference as well is, there's a famous Beis Halevi, others discuss, let's say you if you assume days and weeks are different mitzvahs, so then obviously if you forget a day, you forgot a day. But a week, is they count at the end of the week, so day 7, 14, 21, 28. So the Beis Halevi discusses, what happens if someone missed day 4? So again, so it gets into a separate discussion, and let's assume a choshes v'shitas habahad, if you miss one complete day, you can no longer count with the bracha. If you forgot a night, you could count during the day. But if you missed a complete day, so the minig is not to make a bracha in deference to the bahag. So let's say I missed day 3 or 4. So day 5 and 6, I count without a bracha. And then day 7, 14, 21, 28, I could continue counting with the bracha. So therefore, that'd be enough. So one nafka mina would be in Rabbeinu Yerucham Shita about days being biblical and weeks Derabanan, would be that we break up, they say La'omer in between, like Rabbi Ben Jing. And another aspect of Rabbeinu Yerucham Shita, that many Rishonim hold that days and weeks, they go together. It's all one mitzvah. But Rabbeinu Yerucham counts them as two separate mitzvahs. So based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, so the Beis HaLevi and other poskim say, so perhaps one could be lenient if you're not going to make a bracha, one should miss a complete day. So if you're going to miss a day, it's best not to miss it on day 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, or 49. But if you missed it on those other days, so there'll be more room to make a bracha on those days. There's a further discussion. Of Soloveitchik has a kula, or kumra, however you want to look at it, that he really holds that basically we don't paskin like the Bahag. I mean, most assume that, but he says you have to know your balabatim. That if you tell them, you need human psychology. You have to tell them. If you tell them to count without a bracha, so they're going to say, I know, okay, my mitzvah's over, they'll stop counting. Like we find by Shmini Atzeres. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara concludes, Yosve Yasvina Bruche Lo Mavarchin, and you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. So what does everyone do? Everyone eats, oh, I don't have to make a bracha, that means I don't get the mitzvah. So therefore, if you're speaking to B'nai Torah, they know they continue counting without a bracha. But if they read the code, oh, if I don't have to count with the bracha, I'm not going to count. Rav Soloveitchik Shita, it's better to count with the bracha, because Meikar Din, that's the way we paskin, than not to count at all. And in fact, he said that similarly by Shroshim Yom Kodah Machah. We know we have a mitzvah of B'dikas Chamesh. The way we paskin is we only make the bracha on Leil Yudalad. This year was an exception because Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos, so therefore we make it on, but that's a little different exception, meaning because that's the whole Klai Yisrael doing it. And like, it reminds me of, that's the Shita that this year in Yerushalayim, the 15th came on Shabbos. So there's a whole discussion when you read Megillah, if you're reading it Bizmano, you don't need a minion. If you're reading it Shalom Bizmano, you do need a minyan. So the question is, this year in Yerushalayim, they read on Friday. So Pashas, it's not Bizmano. It's the 14th, not the 15th. So you can't lay in it without a minyan. However, the Chazon Ish writes, what greater Bizmano than doing it together with the whole Klai Yisrael? The whole world's doing it on the 14th, so he thought it was Bizmano. And therefore, you'd be able to lay in even without a minyan. So to hear, this year, what greater Bizmano you... If everyone's doing it on the day before the Thursday night, so that is. So therefore, it's not such a kasha, you can make a bracha. But Rav Soloveitchik was saying the same idea, Rav Soloveitchik said, or other Rabbanim, that let's say, we only Ikar Adin, we paskin within 30 days, you have to do a bedika. But we only say to make a, you know, since it's a Malchokas Rishonim, we make one the bracha. But he said, so obviously the best thing to do is to do a bedika 30 days before and not make a bracha. But if you know your balabatim and you think they're not going to take it seriously if you tell them no bracha, again, the same, better to make a bracha on bedika's chametz a week before than not to do bedika at all. So we're cautious. You know, we're always trying to be mahadir, not to make a bracha of atolo, not to add extra bracha. So therefore, for a ben Torah, we tell them to do the bedikah without a bracha counts fear without a bracha, but you got to know your balabatim in terms of if they're going to not count at all. Everyone agrees that's wrong. Everyone agrees you have a mitzvah, not everyone, but we don't paskin like the Bahag, so everyone else agrees you have a mitzvah to count every day. So that you should definitely be doing. The issue is this, whether you should be making a bracha. Now, those are some of the things that come out of according to Rabbeinu Yerucham Shita, the Svardim La'omir in between days and weeks, and the Beis HaLevi about if you miss days but not weeks, you can count. And Yabar of Salvation even took it a step further. Perhaps even if you miss days, if you know the person's not going to count at all, better to count with the bracha than to not count at all.